Greetings on the second to last day of October as we are nearing to the end of our month-long focusing prayer for our churches, city, and county, that God would bring revival by taking the time to think about and pray about one topic each day. So today's focus is that we would be fruitful and loving. How many of you know that three things remain according to 1 Corinthians 13? Faith, hope, and love. So we're going to pray about those two things today, being fruitful and loving. And so we begin asking the Holy Spirit to produce fruit through us. And we start with Galatians 5:22. And Holy Spirit, we pray that we would demonstrate and be fruitful and show love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, and gentleness. We pray according to Luke 6:38 that we will learn to give and we will receive, and that our gift will return to us in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into our lap. We pray, God, that we become generous givers in our time and our money and our possessions and anything else in our prayers, whatever else you ask of us, and even our thoughts, that the amount that we give will determine the amount we get back. We pray, according to Jeremiah 17:7-8, that we would be blessed as we trust in you, Lord, that our confidence would be in you, in order that we would be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It doesn't fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never, ever fails to bear fruit. Good one to memorize. In John 15:16, Jesus, you said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." Thank you, God, that you chose us and appointed us so that we might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. We pray our fruit will last, that whatever we ask in your name, Jesus, that the Father will give it to us. So we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bear fruit through us, fruit that will last. And according to what you said in John 15:5, you're the vine, we're the branches. We want to remain in you because you are in us, in order that we might bear much fruit, because apart from you, we can do nothing. And according to what you said in John 15:8, you say, "This is to my Father's glory, that we bear much fruit, showing ourselves to be your disciples." So we pray and sing this song, Lord. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with love. And we cry out to you, Father God, to help us to be marked by our love for one another and for others. And according to Romans 13:8, let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. Help us to feel that we owe love to one another. In John 13:34, Jesus, you said, "A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another." And in 1 John 4:7-8, it says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. And everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever doesn't love doesn't know God, because God is love." And in 1 Peter 4:8, "Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins." And so we finish with this prayer for loving others. Lord, help us to love as you love. Fill us with your Spirit so that we can choose what is best. We are weak, Lord, but we know also when we are weak, you are strong. Your grace is sufficient for us. Thank you that it's not all up to us. Thank you that you equip us to face each day with the power of your love, your forgiveness, and your grace. We pray our lives would be filled and overflowing with the power of your love so we can make a difference in this world and bring honor to you. We ask for your help in reminding us that the most important things are not what we do outwardly. It's not based on any talent or gift, but the most significant thing we can do in this life is simply to love you and to choose to love others. Amen. And we end with this song, "We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity may one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love." The key is that they'll know that we are Christians by our love. May the prayers that we pray, the things that we say, the thoughts that we think, the actions that we do, just be filled with our love that first comes from us knowing how much God loves us and then letting that spill over into every aspect of our lives that God might be glorified and others might come to know him. In Jesus' name. Be sure to subscribe to the prayer podcast. Some new things are going to be happening in November. Definitely listen to tomorrow's podcast. Lots of news on that one. And we're thrilled that you've been a part of this so far. We can reach the end here. We're almost there. Have a blessed day. Remember, God will bless our unity.